The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning at 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you checking your watch or looking up at the clock and going, oops, I got to go to work. No, you don't. Stay here and listen. You might learn something. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the world today. Yep. Oh, by the way, forgot to mention, we're giving away a bunch of stuff today on the air. Oh. Yep. Boy, see, that got you thinking, didn't it? We have only two Aquanetics H2O Emergency Backpack Water Filtration Systems left for the sale price of $100 off. So you're going to be one of the lucky ones to call the Power Mall when they open it up in less than 1 hour and score it. Speaking of water, the limited discount for the James McCanney MR5 Whole House Water PFAS-PFOS Filters Combo Deal ends tomorrow night at midnight Pacific Time. This kit normally sells for $23.50. It's on sale for $13.80. It's almost a grand off. Whoa. Plus, we have the Miracle 2 Neutralizer Powder. Makes 1 gallon. You can save money on shipping with this powder concentrate as well. And we've got 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week. We got the Black Seed Gummies. Yep, purely zinc. And we'll be talking to Justin Porter today because he's going to be giving away a prepper kit. For those of you who can guess the correct answer by calling up the show. Grown by Nature products are also 10% off this week with free shipping on those products. You can sign up for auto ship on either one of the two I just mentioned, North American Urban Spice or Grown by Nature, and lock in the 10% off discount. And of course, the Strauss natural products are available on auto ship, drop ship, the Travel Bug Drops, and the Woman's Wonder Drops. I always like to say Wonder Woman. You know? Now it's called the Woman's Wonder. And both of these are in the 3.4 fluid ounce size. And of course, the Daily Deal every day posts a new one. So if you go to thepowermall.com, click the Daily Deal tab and enjoy saving. And if you don't have internet and you aren't sure what we offer, you can call the Power Mall when it opens up at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9229 and request a Power Mall catalog and place your orders. We'll help you take care of it. Don't have to worry. And for those of you listening to the show or want to listen to the show by phone, the only number you should be listening to it on is 631-359-8232 because that's the only number we actually own and control. It's a figure of speech. Control, maybe. Here's the thing about phone numbers. When you make a deal with the phone company, this is like, let's go back to the logical question. People ask you, what's your Social Security number? And immediately you spew it out if you don't suspect that they're going to use it for nefarious purposes. But see, the problem is, it's not your Social Security number. No, that is a number that was assigned to you for volunteering into the federal program where they can take money out of your paycheck. Save it for a rainy day. Part of the raw deal. No, the Social Security number is assigned by the government to monitor your account. Phone numbers are the property of the phone company You ever read the language when you sign up for phone service? No, they basically lease it to you. And when you don't pay your bill, they cut you off, right? Hold you hostage. Now, see, if you actually own the number, then it belongs to you. But if you were actually paying for use of that number and the ability to control it, even though, you know, there's a question, it's a gray area. Funny, but well, that's my phone number. People ask you for a phone number. Well, that's the number. Oh, you mean that's the number where I can be contacted? Is that what you're asking for? Somebody says, what's your social security number? I don't have a social security number. You don't? Well, how do you manage to do anything? Oh, you're talking about the number that the government assigned me when I opened up and volunteered for Social Security. That number? Oh, duh. You know, it's what your driver's license number. It's not my driver's license number. It was assigned to me by the state, for crying out loud. See, you got to think about this because they like to play this semantics game with you. Yeah. You see, all these contracts, these adhesion contracts, these administrative Article 1 contracts you sign, all those contracts have numbers associated with them because that's how the company you made the deal with, the corporate monster you made the deal with, controls you. They assign you an account number. You didn't just make that up out of thin air. You didn't make up your social security number out of thin air. You didn't make up your driver's license number out of thin air. Now, I know people who call up and they go, look, can you give me this phone number? Can I get this phone number? I want, you know, 000000. Can you get me that number? No, but we can get you all fours. There's an attorney in San Antonio with all fours in their number. You just dial 4-7 times and you get the law office if you've been injured in an accident. See, they try to make it easy for you to remember because some people can't remember, so they want a number that's easy to remember. But who do they call to get that number? The phone company, to see whether or not they can get assigned that number that the phone company owns. As long as, you know, you pay your bill, you get to use it. So now that I've had this little clarification session here, we can move on. 7 minutes after the hour. I mean, if you want to debate me on this topic, you feel free. You go right ahead. That's why we have an open phone line. Yeah. 877. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's the Powermall number. 877-817-9829. Make a note of that. 844-769-2944 is my call-in number for those who want to contribute to what's going on. But no, that is a fact for those of you out there that weren't quite aware, that weren't totally awake. Now you are. Nah, you guys already knew that, right? We have a newsletter that you can sign up for simply by going to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and clicking on the newsletter tab. We're also on Substack at thepowerhour.substack.com. So am I at davekrieger.substack.com. We have the forum. You can jump on thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about the show topics, etc. And of course, we still have one more, at least one more of Rick's satellite systems to give away. Have you gotten your letter in yet? You can send that letter if you want to snail mail us. P.O. Box 14921. Springfield, Missouri, 65814. That's where you send your donations as well. If you don't have internet, you click on the Support Us tab if you're on the internet. Otherwise, you can send us a snail mail letter telling us why you deserve one of these great Galaxy 19 Ku-band free-to-air satellite systems from RickSatelliteUSA.com. If you have questions, you can contact Rick Kaler by phone in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. And of course, we're going to be giving away that prepping and prepper basket giveaway. Actually, we're giving away three of them. Number one, we're giving away today. So I hope you're going to be listening in the next hour because you could be a lucky winner. Now we move on to today's top five news stories. Bada bing, bada boom. Do you remember I talked yesterday about the United States government demand Texas get rid of the floating border barrier? Say that three times fast. Bubble, border, barrier. Bubble, border, barrier. Bubble, border, barrier. Say that three times fast. Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott basically responded to the DOJ's threat to sue Texas over the recent deployment of the bubble border barrier, saying, up yours, Biden. Texas will see you in court, Mr. President. That's what the response letter was. The response came in a letter to Biden asking he joined with Texas to stop migrants from wagering their lives in the waters of the Rio Grande. Well, what did Biden's DOJ do? They filed suit yesterday against the state of Texas. Tit for tat, political show. Don't you just feel safer? See, we asked Tom Holman that question on the show last Thursday. I said, is America safe? He said, no. Flat out. N-O. And then you got the WEF out there. And they're basically saying, look, if you want to participate in the central bank digital currency, if you want to buy food and water in the future, you have to have a chip implanted in your hand. And to that I say, do you really want another civil war? Because you go out trying to do that. I don't care how many people think it's wonderful and convenient. They're idiots. They don't understand their lives don't belong to them. They want to put the chip in your hand because, see, they haven't figured out Neuralink yet. Musk hasn't figured out how to merge a chip into your head. So they want you to put it in your hand. Oh, I got so much surveillance state news today. They will be able to monitor you, and God only knows. What if they put strychnine or arsenic or some other poison in that thing that they literally can just, well, we don't like you anymore. Push that button and boom, it releases a toxin into your system and you drop dead within minutes. They could do it. You wouldn't know it, right? You wouldn't know. You think that's conspiracy theory? Come on. Outside the box here. Get your head, right? You know. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, your friend and mine. No, he isn't. He defended a move by his administration to prevent school districts from informing parents their kids are showing signs of gender transitioning. In other words, here's the teachers. There's three New Jersey school districts that approve policies to require parents be told if their children showed signs of transitioning to another gender, wanting to use a different name, pronouns, or bathrooms that are different from their biological sex. And so just the day after that happened, the governor announced a move to sue the school districts, with the state contending these policies entailed outing the students and would fail to provide students with a safe learning environment. Well, you know, hey, when I was in school, kids were mean. I guess they still are. Remember the old saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. That's the stuff we used to retort with when people would call you filthy names. Yeah, kids haven't changed. These days, they're a little more radical because, see, the family unit is falling apart. Oh, that's by design. And the kids now become more violent to where they're beating the piss out of teachers right there in the classroom or in the hallway, whatever the case. They don't like that teacher. Boom, they jump them. Nothing. No teacher is safe in any school in America right now. Now, I wonder what would happen to Randy Weingarten if she walked the hallowed halls of some of these troubled schools and they saw her. Yeah, see that lady right there? She's the one that brought that radical policy into your school district. Oh, I bet she'd have 200 kids jumping and stomping on her head. I bet you she would. There's the moron that did it. She thinks she's so good. Let's show her something. You know, they do it to teachers. Pretty dangerous in schools these days because parents aren't part of the equation. And the bigger problem about this thing with Governor Phil, yeah, part of Uncle Phil's filthy files. Yeah, Uncle Phil Murphy, he is wanting to not tell parents that their kids want to use a different name or pronoun. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to call me Chris anymore. I want you to call me Cindy. Yeah, okay. You know, can't tell mom and dad. No, we got that transition closet headed your way. Pretty soon you'll be able to go in that closet, Chris, and dress up, and you could be Cindy all day. And we won't tell your mom and dad. Isn't that nice? See, that's how they're breaking up the family unit. There's video out now. If you haven't seen it, you might go looking for it. It's security footage that undermines key claims in a police report about the death of Roseanne Boylan on January 6th. Yeah. The video reveals rescuers spent more than 60 minutes trying to revive her lifeless body. The bigger problem is, you remember she was laying there unconscious on the ground? And Capitol Police Officer Lila Mora sat there and beat on her with a walking stick? Nobody punished her. I guess it's okay for him to do that. You see, this is where America, when it comes to the hinterland, and this comes to your door, things are going to get testy. And this is one of the reasons why the IRS says they're going to, quote, end most, unquote, unannounced visits to taxpayers' homes by agents. No, we're going to come in heavy. Yeah, IRS overhauls policy in bid to improve safety for taxpayers and agents. Oh, gee, I wonder why. It's them damn revenuers. Get your gun. We'll make them disappear. Don't worry. You see, that's the way they used to think way back when. Remember, maybe that was in the movies or TV. And it's in revenuers. That's the way they talked up there in the Appalachian Mountains. You know, somebody's coming up there to check on you. You haven't paid your taxes in years. It's them damn revenuers. Get your shotgun out. Go chase them down the hill. You see that the way that's, you know, people, I don't know what it is about that stereotype. It's strange. But the thing is the IRS is reversing this decades long practice by revenue officers. You know, the unarmed agency employees whose duties include visiting households and businesses to help taxpayers resolve their account balances by collecting unpaid taxes and unfiled tax returns. So you're going to knock on the door. Who is that knocking at my door? It's the IRS agent. Uh-huh. Okay. That's the reason that their unannounced visits are going to end. Because, see, people are starting to get upset. You know, they've come in heavy. Yeah, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says this is a common sense step. Really? Danny, come on, really? Now, this is the reason you're now coming in heavy with the IRS boys with all these, you know, tackleberries. I love it. George called yesterday, and I'm not going to pick on Barney Fife anymore. I'm going to pick on tackleberry. Get a bunch of tackleberries out there that just like to shoot stuff. Just dare me. Dare me to shoot you. You know, do something stupid. I'll shoot you. This is Tackleberry, all right? You ever watch Police Academy? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You know, has the oversized piece that literally can blow a hole through an engine block. Yeah. And Werfel goes, changing this long-standing procedure will increase confidence in our tax administration work and improve overall safety for taxpayers and IRS employees. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Wow, the Olympic Road. Oh, my. No, see, they're worried now that people are starting to get really upset with the idea that these armed IRS agents, you see, the government, you guys, by coming out here and pumping our brains full of this fear-mongering, you got a whole bunch of people out in them lower heels upset with you, and you just don't know when you show up at their door whether or not they're going to be waiting for you with man traps and punji webs and all sorts of other stuff we used to see in Vietnam. You just don't know. How about a little napalm here, a little gasoline, a laundry soap? How about we? Yeah, see, you don't know what you're going to get, see? But you started it, government. You started it by coming forward with all these IRS agents. Oh, they're all armed and 87,000 of them. And you put the word out and you got everybody all upset with you. You started it. Now your new policy. Now we're going to be the kindler, gentler. Remember the Bushite phrase? Yeah. Kindler, gentler. IRS agent. Yeah. Yeah, we're just coming to collect. Could you write us a check today? How's that going to work? No, I can't write you a check today. Get out of here. Just remember, you let him across your threshold. It's over. You just gave him jurisdiction. So the idea is don't let him across your threshold. If they're not wanted there, I mean, you put up a no soliciting sign, a no trespassing sign. That usually sends a message. That way, if they knock on your door, you go, can't you read the sign? And the only way they wouldn't read it is if they tore it down because their intentions were nefarious. In which case, you know, we're from the IRS. No, you're not. Liar. You're just trying to gain access to my house. Boom. I could see it now. People are just getting really suspicious. This government can't be trusted. We got a bunch of tackleberries out there. You know, you told us that there were 87,000 armed IRS agents going to come to your door. We'll get your tax money out of you one way or another. Yeah, they started it, didn't they? Shake your head. It's okay. In world news, because we're done with the top five news now, 21 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, senior economist Luis Torres of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas noted that Mexico has replaced China as the top U.S. trading partner, racking up $263 billion in trade during the first 4 months of this year. China had been the top American trading partner since 2014 when it displaced Canada, but not anymore, man. Wow. Opposition has walked out of the Knesset session. This is the Israeli parliament passing this divisive law, weakening the Supreme Court. And of course, the protests continue against the judicial overhaul by Benjamin Netanyahu and all these watchdog group plans to appeal to the high court. The plan to reduce the power of the court has been met with calls for strike actions and street protests by numbering in the thousands of people. So, what do you think about the transgender ideology? Well, if you're in Canada, where it has it now, Canadians are even turning against this Trudeau policy, pushing the society shredding claim throughout the politically quiet landscape. There's an awful lot of misinformation and disinformation out there from people on social media, particularly fueled by the American right wing, are spreading a lot of untruths, according to Trudeau, who's pro-transgender, as he complained to a Muslim audience in early July. How do you think the Muslim audience, I don't think they tolerate that, do they? A team of scientists in Australia, the land down under, tried transhumanists down under. Team of scientists in Australia have won a $600,000 grant from the government of Australia, of course, to continue their work merging human brain cells with AI. Yeah, they made headlines last year for teaching a cluster of brain cells in a petri dish to play the video game Pong. Oh, my. And a member of the UK Parliament, see, you knew there was an underlying motive. They're now saying electric vehicle drivers should pay more in insurance to cover the cost of fighting battery fires, which are harder to extinguish, according to Greg Smith, an MP who serves on the Transport Committee. Yeah, you serve on the bloody Transport Committee, do you? Well, you're the one who's promoting these bloody electric cars. Yeah. Greg Smith, of course, the MP, noted that fire services have had to spend seven-figure sums on submersion tanks for fires involving lithium-ion batteries. Well, maybe, Mr. Smith, you and your ilk should be looking at what's causing these fires. Maybe it's because we're about 30 years behind in technology. Maybe we need to invent a better mousetrap before turning it loose on the American public as well as over in your neck of the woods across the pond. You think? A Swedish court. Oh, I should have put this under the good news category. Greta Thunberg has been convicted by a Swedish court for truck blocking protest. She's going to have to pay a small fine after being convicted over the blocking of a road this year, an outcome she has decried as absurd. Little twit. She sits in the road and blocks a truck. In the name of what? Climate change. Yeah. You're using fossil fuels. Shame on you. Yep, we got at least 200 to 300 years worth left before it all goes to you know where. In U.S. news, or use news, and politics and government, just so you know what they're doing, Devin Archer is to testify. Now, he's Hunter Biden's former associate and convicted felon, Devin Archer, that guy. He's going to cooperate with Republican lawmakers and will be testifying this week on the $10 million Ukraine Biden bribe. This is, of course, courtesy of Miranda Devine at the Post, New York Post, that is. Devin Archer is going to sing like a canary and tell Congress that Hunter Biden put his dad, then VP Joe Biden, on speakerphone in meetings with his foreign business associates at least 24 times. Yep, that's what the media is now starting to report. And Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, says the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden is being prepared. He's finally about to face the first steps of impeachment because he lied. He took bribes. He committed treason. And you got a House majority that probably will vote that way. Because Democrats, you can't deny it happened. There's so much evidence and people blowing the whistle. The evidence is there. And if you're going to vote the party line not to impeach, then guess what? People in your district need to vote you out of office, because I think we're all sick and tired of Bidenomics. Speaking of January 6th, you were talking about Roseanne Boylan earlier. A defendant in the flagpole police beating case was sentenced to 4 years in prison. This is Peter Francis Steger of Conway, Arkansas, sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to a felony charge of beating a police officer with a flagpole during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Who started that? Not Trump. Trump told everybody to go over there and stand outside and protest. Nope. Somebody out there, a whole bunch of somebody's, Ray Epps among them, started yelling, "Get in there!" Yeah, that's what started it. Oh, by the way, did you know that RFK Jr. is maintaining his highest favorability rating among presidential candidates in a new poll? Ooh, that's something I wasn't expecting to hear. We'll have more news. Talk about this pandemic preparedness and response policy after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. Justin Porter will be joining us at the top of next hour. We're going to be giving away some product, so you better get your thinking cap on, because we're going to ask a question, and you're the correct caller with the correct answer. You're going to win it. The Biden-Harris administration, you call that an administration, I call that a fiasco. Yeah, they've made historic progress, according to news reports, on our nation's ability to manage COVID-19. Really? Mean to manage distribution of a bioweapon? So it no longer meaningfully disrupts the way we live our lives. Oh, wow. Hold on. Those of you watching now, I'm rubbing my index finger and my thumb together, playing my little record. Yeah, my little turntable's going there, playing My Heart Bleeds for you. I don't feel sorry for you people at all. You're the perpetrators. What are you talking about? Under Biden's leadership, the whole economy has gone to hell in a handbasket. The administration has taken significant steps to ensure all individuals have continued access to life-saving protections such as vaccines, treatments, and tests. These people are so full of you-know-what. No, so what does Biden do? He sets up a permanent tax-wasting Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy. This will be a permanent office in the Executive Office of the President, charged with leading, coordinating, and implementing actions related to preparedness for and response to known and unknown biological threats or pathogens that could lead to a pandemic or to significant public health related disruptions in the United States. Yeah, that policy committee will take over the duties of the current COVID-19 response team and MPOX team. Monkeypox. Pandemic preparedness. Let's see here. How many states are we going to lock down? No, you're not. We fell for this once. Not again. Oh, yes, there's some morons out there that are they're woke and they don't care, or they're uninformed, or they're scared. Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that are worried about those 87,000 armed IRS agents. Look, if it's your time, it's your time. I think some of you already have that figured out, and I think you know where I'm going with that one, but I'm not going to complete the story. A poll finds, this is sad news. According to Axios Ipsos poll, one-fifth of Americans, that's one in five, don't believe they will ever be able to retire. And why is that? Due to financial worries and the uncertainty of Social Security's future? 70% of them that were questioned said they couldn't afford to retire. 19% said they didn't want to stop working. That would be me. I will work till I drop dead. You know, I'm not going to end up like my late father, who got the gold watch, kicking the pants, out the door with you at 65 and was dead at 79. That ain't happening. Yep, we'll move to sunny Florida and we'll rot away. Yeah, we'll just drink martinis and Manhattans every night until we are dysfunctional. See, this is the thing. You ask a number of retirees down there what they do in their spare time, and been there, done that, seen it. Yeah, it's Party City down there. And no, it's not the store Party City. I'm talking about the mindset. We're here to retire and relax. And yeah. Doesn't work like that. That's a sad state of affairs when you've got 20% of the population worried about their finances. Well, I'll tell you what. What does the Bible say? The word retire is used twice in the Bible. For those of you who can get out your Strong's Concordance, you have one? I do. I looked up the word retire because people keep trying to push that, especially all the financial planners. Well, you're going to need something for retirement. No, I'm not. Now, see, in the Bible, the word retire is used twice, meaning you go to work, you go home, and you retire to your tent, and you sleep. And you get up the next day and you work. And you do that as long as you are physically able. And when you're not physically able, it's probably because you passed away. So, this thing about retirement, no, this is brainwashing. This is brainwashing of our parents. You got to save for retirement. No, I don't. We can save for a rainy day. We can can food and grow vegetables and raise cattle and chickens and whatever to survive. We can grow a victory garden to survive. We can take it on as a hobby. We can do all that. The more independent we can become away from the government, the less we have to rely on Social Security. So if it goes bust. And you remember Dr. Gary North, don't you? He was one of Ronald Reagan's senior advisors in economics. Dr. Gary North and I had a conversation, and he basically said Social Security was one of the biggest Ponzi schemes ever played on America. I said, I have a feeling you're right. He goes, no, I am right. It is. In the world of how would you like to get on the roadway in Ohio and Indiana? And you're driving down the road, and here is a semi truck rolling down Interstate 70, You're somewhere between Indianapolis and Columbus, Ohio. Indianapolis, Indiana, of course. Thanks to initiative by Drive Ohio and each state's Department of Transportation, they are going to put forward a four-year-long, $8 million plan to bring automated semi-trucks to Ohio roads. These are trucks that drive themselves between Indianapolis and Columbus on I-70. $8 million plan. Oh, I bet you feel safer now. Yeah. If you're driving a regular car and you come in contact with one of these automated semis and AI happens to fail at any given moment, who's going to win that contest if you have a collision with one of those semis? You in the little car? Smart car? You in the little car or the semi truck? Who's going to win that contest? I think you've already answered that question, right? Wow. Oh. You know, we talked earlier about the CBDCs as a weapon to debank the banked. Yeah, you can blame Biden for this, signing an executive order directing government agencies to urgently research and develop a potential U.S. central bank digital currency in a manner that protects Americans' interests. No, they don't. It means more control. And the Fed is doing just that. They got Fed now. Pretty soon, you wait, the announcement will come out. They've already launched CBDCs in Bahamas, Jamaica, and Nigeria. Another 5 in pilot stage, another 20 in proof of concept stage. Oh, they're going to try to get this financial inclusion toolkit into every single country. Queen Maxima of the Netherlands frames them as the title as CBDCs for the people. An IMF working paper asserts that CBDCs can bank large unbanked populations in developing countries. No, in other words, they can control you. Because, see, the thing is in order to participate in the CBDC, you have to have a chip in your hand. Otherwise, you can't buy food or water. That's where this is headed. First, they want to make it look so convenient that those 220 million people that bought into the jab and decided that the government was right and they had to go out and get multiple vaccines. See, all they said was, well, there's this bad virus out there and you're going to die if you get it. But hey, we have this handy vaccine here. Come on down and get you some. Yeah. It's like, come on down to Uncle Fred's meat market. Don't worry about the flies. We won't weigh them. Yeah. You go in there and yeah, you bought into this garbage. 220 million people might find this convenient. Then again, a lot of them, and I'm talking about the poor families here have lost family members to this stuff. Because all of a sudden they get their second dose of this Pfizer or Moderna and drop dead. Now we got young people, you know, cancer, stage 4, all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere. Or they're dropping dead. They got myocarditis, pericarditis, or they've got Bell's palsy and a number of other 30 or 40 different conditions. Some can't smell, some can't taste. Well, I just got COVID. I didn't get the jab. Yeah, but what are you doing about it? See, this was designed as a bioweapon, and these 220 million people can't get it through their thick skulls that they've been attacked. And what made it worse was they bought into the government scam to manage the pandemic, like Biden said. The man is twisted. Anybody that would want to sit there and allow a private corporation to do what our own government can't do, which is kill its own citizens, that's exactly what they did. They just encouraged you, just a little nudge. Yeah, let's get all these scientists to just come out and say, if you attack me, you attack science. Yeah, see where science got you? 220 million of you? See where it got you? You're all walking time bombs out there. But hey, when the CBDC comes out, yeah, let's go run out and get that chip in her hand. That's so convenient. Yeah, forget about what you heard about the mark of the beast. Yeah, forget it. Yeah, just nothing. Nah. See, they'll be just in denial as they were about taking the jab. So you got 2/3 of the country that are chipped. Makes you feel like a, woof, makes you feel like a dog, doesn't it? Yeah, here, we'll put a little chip in you so we can track you. Yep. Well, if the dog gets lost, we know where the owner is. You see, that's what that's all about, see? And now they can track you. You just put that little chip in your hand. Remember what it said. Now they want to put something either in your brain, in the frontal lobe. Remember the forehead? Yeah, that Neuralink. Yeah, that or your hand. And now you got the mark of the beast that no man should buy or sell save for the mark. And the mark is a number, a man's number. 600, 3 score, and 6. Revelation 13:18. Oh, you just go right ahead and see where you end up. Well, you have to go along to get along. And for those of you who are wondering about those 375,000 UPS drivers, well, the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, could be leading his union in one of the biggest and costliest strikes at a single private employer in U.S. history because negotiations with UPS has broken down. Can you imagine the supply chain disruptions? Oh, that's all right. We'll go to FedEx. Okay. Yeah, a lot of you with UPS accounts, man, whatever it is that you're doing, you better make provisions. See, here's another way, because I'm looking at the backside of this argument. If you get 375,000 UPS workers going on strike and everybody goes, okay, if you're going to play that game, we're going to hire another contractor and replace you, which means all you UPS drivers will be completely out of a job. There you go, Teamsters. Raspberry. See, you like just like Bud Light. I mean, you know, you put a transgender on the can and next thing you know, Bud Light's going broke. Drivers are getting laid off. See, what's going to happen when UPS and all these people that depended on UPS decide, you know what, let's get a different shipping method. And they call FedEx or DHL or any one of these other places and they organize a deal. And see, if I was FedEx or DHL, I'd be looking at this thing going, oh, we can really score on this big time. What if we could come up with an alternate network, another alternate way we could get all these independent truckers that are kind of not carrying a lot of cargo and need to carry more? What if we could kind of incorporate them all into one big network? See, somebody going to come up with a bigger mousetrap than UPS, and all these 375,000 drivers are going to be looking at their union president going, what did you do? Well, we're trying to fight for better benefits and better wages and better. Yeah. Yeah, well, they just went and took their business elsewhere. Thank you very much. All those businesses out there that depend on UPS, maybe you better start looking into either A, the parallel economy, or B, better find another carrier. Because I don't think this thing is going to turn out pretty. Why do we have to be driven in 15 different directions with this fear-mongering? You know, if they're going to behave like this, then fine. There's alternatives. Let's teach them a lesson. Why not? Got a comment? 844-769-2944. If you've got a better mousetrap than what I just said, why should my business suffer? Because my contract with UPS can't be fulfilled when I got all these other carriers out there I can make a deal with. Make sense? Oh, you remember we were talking about Tesla and all this other, well, a Tesla electric vehicle burst into flames on a North Carolina highway after striking a piece of metal debris on the highway near Wilmington, North Carolina. The driver, Craig Lippe, was able to safely exit the vehicle. No injuries were reported, but the car burst into flames. Oh, not to be outdone. A 2023 Mercedes-Benz EQE 350 Plus electric vehicle caught fire while parked in the garage of a home in Nocatee, Florida, causing an estimated $1 million in damage to the home. The electric car reportedly wasn't even charging when it caught fire. Yeah, Thankfully, the residents of the home and their puppy weren't harmed, but $1 million in damage? Wow. Yeah, so much for green energy, huh? He had a green inferno. And of course, Elon and Jeff, you know, we're talking about Bezos versus Musk. Well, Amazon plans to launch up to 80 satellites per month to compete with SpaceX's Starlink. Oh, Bezos is going to do this 80 satellites a month. How's that going to work? One rocket's going to carry 80 satellites up there? I don't think so. You're dreaming, Mr. Bezos. If we got so many satellites up there, good luck. They're all going to be occupying space around the equator. The tech giant's preparing mass productions of its Kuiper satellites at 172,000 square foot factory in Kirkland, Washington. Yeah. Oh, man. So if we don't have enough surveillance state, guess what? WorldCoin is here. Just get your eyes scanned by the orb. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Remove the colors from our sight. Oh, no, it's not going to do that. The orb is going to read your iris. Have you had your eyes scanned by the orb yet? All it takes is just one trip. And once your biometric data in the database is recorded, you'll receive some free money and a new digital identity that you will be able to use all over the internet. Doesn't that sound grand? Sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? Yeah, well, it's official. Comes from the official WorldCoin website. This is what they want to do. They want to scan your iris. They're going to give you a new world ID. You can be a global world citizen. Huh. You ever seen that old 70s movie, A Thief in the Night? Maybe you should watch that. That will scare the hell out of you. Talk all about getting the mark of the beast. Yeah. Then we'll see how you survive. Because if you refuse, they kill you. People say, yep, did you see that big semi-tractor trailer? All those freight trains loaded going to Alaska, got all those guillotines on them. Yeah, you heard those stories? Yeah. Off of his head, the jury said, this villain must be tried. Yep. How's that going to work? How's it going to work if you know they're coming and you prepared? Yep. American law enforcement are now using AI-powered license plate recognition systems to identify suspicious patterns of movement by analyzing billions of license plate records. Of course, it's raising concerns about privacy and potential misuse. Of course it is. You know when they get their hands on that stuff, they're going to abuse it. So they got AI now assisting American law enforcement in locating suspicious movement patterns of your vehicle. Well, they busted some drug trafficker with it. So now look at that. See how easy? Well, we got in the FISA court. Now let's use AI. Amazon. Oh, here we go. People got to disconnect from Prime. Amazon is now coming up. Maybe you think about not shopping at Whole Foods. Sending a message. They're going to put, and I'm talking about Amazon's creepy palm scanning payment system. They're going to roll out a palm scanning payment technology, Amazon One, to all the Whole Foods locations by the end of this year. The creepy technology goes far beyond scanning a customer's palm print. Instead of using information like the vein pattern in your hand to establish identity. Fast Company reports by the end of 2023, all Whole Foods locations will have access to it. Palm scanning payment system. And you won't have to bring your wallet or anything else. You just go in there and put your hand over the device and they scan it and they got you locked in. Yep, convenient alternative. Convenient alternative to traditional payment methods. Wow. Oh, look how convenient, dear. All you have to do is just go in and put your hand over the top and it pays your bill. Okay. And how about your privacy? I mean, we don't have anything to hide. No, sure you don't. If you don't have anything to hide, why don't you just walk around naked, idiot? Oh, man, these people. I mean, you got to wonder about these 220 million people that took the jab. What percentage do you think of those people woke up afterwards and went, oh my God, I made a big mistake. That's not going to happen again. Well, it's a little too late. You're a walking time bomb anyway. All you can do is try to fight the craziness inside that jab by taking the supplements we have at the Power Mall and then some. CEO of the company that wants to scan your irises, World ID, Alex Blania of WorldCoin, says it's coming whether you like it or not. That should give you some form of relief. By the way, did you know that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, was the one that co-founded WorldCoin? Yeah. Unbelievable. Justin Porter, British chap with North American Urban Spice, is going to be joining us after the break here. We're going to give away that prepper pack. You better join us next hour if you want to try to win one. See you then.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.